Good afternoon, Ms. Ryan. Could you please say your full name and the ABC number for the record? Hello?
Yes?
Could you please say your full name and the ABC number for the record?
Morris5324121.
Okay, Ms. Ryan, you're standing for the rights on the Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting the hearing today. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Riley, he is our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson, I'll be acting as your panel chair. Panel lead, and with us also representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Turner. Ms. Riley, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form? Ms. Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Do you recall receiving and signing the form that advised you of this board's hearing today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
All right, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner?
I do. I promise.
Okay. Ms. Ryan, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine the term and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Yes, sir.
The allegation on the warrant states that you have violated the Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at TLC 9424 North 9th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about June 6, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The victim's whereabouts are unknown, thus she's abstained from supervision. Ms. Ryan, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty then, I am going, based on the admission of Ms. Fry, I'm going to move to find that she was delinquent, that she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright. Okay, Ms. Fry, we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner.
Ms. Fry was released from ABC custody on 5/25/2018 and arrested on 7/19/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ABC custody on 7/19/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11/16/2018 with 43 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. 2017, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. No prior convictions. This is her first term in ABC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 3. Substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, no prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 2006, forgery in Texas, felony conviction, state prison. 2015, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, unknown. 2015, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, unknown. She has a GB score of G3, V2.
Okay, Ms. Fry, I see that when you were released, you were approved to ride and reside at TLC at 9424 North 9th Avenue. You stayed there until you absconded on June 6th. Why did you stay there at TLC, Ms. Fry?
For, why didn't I stay?
Yes, ma'am.
Due to allegations that were not true. I just got pissed off.
Okay, so someone made some allegations. What were the allegations?
That I was bringing in drugs and giving them to other people.
So why didn't you contact the parole, your parole officer when you left?
Sir?
Why didn't you contact the parole officer when you left TLC?
I didn't have a way to.
You didn't have a way to?
Right.
You weren't able to go to a phone and make some contact with your parole officer?
No, sir, I can't hardly hear you.
You didn't make any arrangements to go contact your parole officer?
No, sir.
Okay, so you were out there for 42 days. What did you do in those 42 days?
Honest the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
I was in the hospital. I had a seizure and then I was doing drugs.
What drugs were you doing?
Meth.
And you had a seizure. How are you doing now?
Sir?
So you had a seizure. How are you doing now?
Well, I'm on seizure medicine now, and they found an eight centimeter tumor on my brain.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope everything works out for you. Ms. Fry, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as far as we come up on a conclusion again? Ms. Fry?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on a conclusion of the hearing?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Fry, the board is going to go into discussion. Following discussion, we will make a determination as to revoking or reinstating community supervision. I'm going to ask you to remain on the line and have our people remain silent while the board is in discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board is now into discussion. It appears this is Ms. Fry's first time that she's been in prison here in Phoenix. It looks like she says that she was there at the halfway house and people were making false allegations stating she was bringing drugs in there, and it wasn't true. She says she became upset, so she left TLC during that period of time and says she didn't have a way of contacting her parole officer, and she made no contact after she contacted the parole officer. During part of the 43 days that she was abstaining, she said she had a seizure and she was in the hospital, and the rest of the time she was out on the street and she was doing drugs mainly at the time in Bentley. Ms. Fry will be released on November 16th of this year, a couple of months away from now. I think if Ms. Fry takes the time, put a plan together and get herself together, and hopefully when she gets out, she won't get any parole or community supervision, and hopefully she won't have any money to contact the law enforcement or have to appear before this board again. That's my goal at this time. Have our list willing to listen to my colleagues.
Really? I'll take care of that stuff.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Fry, finding she was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of her supervision, and have lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways of her company, as she was absconding for 48 days, and she did do drugs, mainly methamphetamine, while she was out. She will be released on November 16th of this year. At that time, she won't be on any parole or community supervision. That would be my motion.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Fry?
Yes, sir.
So, Ms., the board is voted to revoke you to community supervision. You will be released on November 16th of this year. At that time, when you're released, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. Hopefully, you'll take the time, put together a plan so that when you are released, that you won't have any negative contacts with law enforcement. And, you'll be able to be a productive citizen and we won't have to see you come back before this board again. Ms. Fry, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude the hearing at this time. Please put the CO3 back on the line, okay? Ms. Fry?
Yes, sir.
That's going to conclude the hearing at this time. You will be released on November 16th of this year, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Put the CO3 back on the line.
I'll take care of that stuff, Dr. Allen.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right.
We'll see what they're talking about.
Okay.
Thank you so very much, sir. Hello? Hello?
good day, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you. All of them were reversed, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Have a great weekend, sir.
You do the same.
Sirs.
Appreciate it. I started to write a note to tell you guys that she's actually at SMI.
Who?
That one that kept saying she couldn't hear and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't sure if I was allowed to do that or not.
Oh, that's
at that point.
Yes, sir. You can always sort one through us.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I think we kind of picked that one up, though.
Yeah, I believe you did. I didn't want people to do something that would jeopardize the hearing or anything like that.
We decided to figure out since Alex couldn't hear it.
Yeah, no, it's, that's, I remember her.
Oh, okay.
That's how she was in the office. So, I was like, can I tell him? Can I not tell him? I don't know what I should or shouldn't tell him. I actually wrote it out, and then I was like, no, I better not, just in case. Figured out that way. Next time, I know that I can just hand you a note. Very good. Do you need any help with anything?
No, I'm just picking this up.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you said you don't have any plans for me.
No, nothing special to...
I was going to attempt to put some paint on the car this weekend, but I don't think I can.
That has to be a certain degree,
The humidity plays a big factor in it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I try painting with the humidity so high,
mm-hmm.
it'll actually put water in the paint. So... Now, if I had one of those fancy paint booths to paint it in, where it has all the filters and the humidity reduction and climate control, it'd be a whole different story. But since I'll be painting mine either in my garage or in my driveway,
just pop.
Right.